From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting.
Vediamo Gesù nei bambini di tutto il mondo, dove la pace e la sicurezza sono minacciate.
Pope Francis used his traditional Christmas message to call for a negotiated two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to help bring peace to the Middle East. Pope Francis, to the city and to the world, address from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. The children in the Middle East continue to suffer because of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. He expressed his hope to tens of thousands of worshippers at the Vatican that they will resume dialogue and may prevail between the parties, and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. This was the second time that the Pope spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict since U.S. President Donald Trump's decision earlier this month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Pope Francis called earlier for the status quo in Jerusalem to be respected to avoid new tensions in the Middle East. Pakistani authorities allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav to visit him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. The meeting lasted about 40 minutes and took place at the foreign ministry shortly after his family members landed in Islamabad. Jadhav spoke to his wife and mother through a microphone from behind a specially arranged glass partition. The Indian Deputy High Commissioner in Islamabad was also allowed to accompany the visitors, but he could not be allowed to speak or listen to the conversation. This is VOA News. Russia and China each signaled Monday a desire for peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula, and he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. In China, a foreign ministry spokeswoman said all countries should exercise restraint. The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are now warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage formation of vigilante groups. Turkey's main lawyers group, the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, says the decree is vaguely worded and could lead to violence. The new law passed Sunday grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July 2016. Previously, the government gave immunity to law enforcement and government officials who took actions to thwart the coup. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny is calling for a boycott of the country's next presidential ballot after new developments involving him and the election officials.
Outspoken Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has been barred from running in Russia's presidential election. The country's Central Election Commission voted on the decision on Monday, deciding the opposition leader was ineligible because of a past criminal conviction, which the 41-year-old says was trumped up. He has been a fierce opponent of Russian President Putin, who is widely expected to win re-election in March, extending 17 years in power. Following Monday's decision, Navalny immediately called for his supporters to boycott the election and said he would appeal the verdict, ruling him out of a run at the presidency.
Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians and injured two poor people. The bombing occurred near a security checkpost on a busy road in the capital. The bomber apparently wanted to target Afghan security forces and instead hit a civilian car. Somalia al-Shabaab militants have executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy who they accused of spying on Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and four men were publicly executed by a firing squad Sunday in the town of Adali, after an al-Shabaab judge convicted them based on their alleged confessions. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.